Welcome to day 118. We are up to Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. Now we know that generally the halacha is, when it comes to kelayim, that not only are you not allowed to plant the mixture, but when you do, it ruins all of that produce. It ruins the mixture, it ruins an entire area around it, it makes it all asr ba'ana, prohibited to get any benefit from it. But we saw at the end of yesterday's Mishnah that there was a new category of things that the Mishnah said is asr ve'eino mekadesh, which is that you're not allowed to plant it, but if you did, kelayim does not kick in. It doesn't actually create any prohibited grain or vines. So with that in mind, says the Mishnah, Elu osrin v'lo mekadeshin, these are all the general areas in which you're not allowed to plant. In that area, it would be considered a problem of kelayim to plant it, but if you did, kelayim doesn't actually kick in. The produce is not ruined. And by the way, all of these cases are going to be things that we've seen before, so it should be somewhat familiar to us. Moser charban hakerem, the extra space in a destroyed vineyard. That's the case we saw earlier of karachas hakerem. If there is a vineyard and a space, a large space in the middle got destroyed. The halacha is, we saw that you need 16 amos of empty space. You need 4 amos from this side, close to the vineyard. You need 4 amos of empty space from the other side of the vineyard. And then you need 8 additional amos in the middle in order to be able to plant another sort of produce in there. So our Mishnah is saying is that, let's say, of course, you always have to leave the 4 amos from the vineyard. So imagine you left the 4 amos from this side and you left the 4 amos from this side, but there aren't 8 amos in the middle. Let's say there are only 6 amos. You have a total of 14 amos of a clearing instead of 16, and you planted in that middle space. You weren't supposed to. You need to have at least 16 amos, says the Mishnah. It's okay. It doesn't prohibit any of that produce or vines. It continues the Mishnah. Mosar mechol hakerem. That's the case that we saw of the empty space between the edge of a vineyard and the wall. The halacha is that you need 12 amos of empty space. Again, 4 amos from the edge of the vineyard, and then 8 additional amos of empty space. If you don't have 12 amos, you're not allowed to plant another sort of produce there. But once you left those 4 amos, let's say you only had, whatever it is, 6 amos of empty space, or you only had 10 total amos. If you planted in that 6 amos space, or whatever the amount is, again, you weren't supposed to, but it does not aser the rest of the produce. Piskei aris, that is the case, I'm sorry, moser piskei aris, the extra space when it came to the piskei aris, we saw that was the case of, you have a single row of trained vines, and then a few in the middle get destroyed, and now you have 5 trained vines on this side, and 5 trained vines on that side. The Mishnah said you need to have at least 8 amos v'od, 8 amos and an extra tefach of space in order to be able to plant between the two, between the vines. So the halacha here is it's saying is that if you only left 6 tefachim, as long as you left 6 tefachim from this side and 6 tefachim from this side, and then you planted the space in the middle, even if you didn't have a total of 8 amos v'od, it is still okay. It doesn't prohibit any of the produce. And finally, moser apifyaros. That's the case. So if you have these trained vines over a trellis, the halacha is you're not allowed to plant anywhere underneath the trellis, even under spaces that isn't directly under the vine. If you did, the Mishnah says, if you planted it in that space, and we already learned this halacha explicitly, if you planted it in one of those spaces that didn't have the vine directly over it, you weren't supposed to. But it does not prohibit any of the produce. But, says the Mishnah, aval, tachas hagefen, underneath a vine. We saw the halacha before that if you have a vine that is hanging into an area that you'd normally be allowed to plant, that was the case in which you hang the mitutelis, the plumb line, to see what's directly underneath it, because you're not allowed to plant underneath a grapevine. So if you plant underneath a vine, the avotas hakerem, or if you planted within the 6 tefachim, around a single vine, which you know that is always off limits, or v'arba amos shavakarim, or you planted within 4 amos of a vineyard, which is always off limits. In all of those cases, hare elu mikachos. In all of those cases, you're not allowed to plant there, and if you did, it does ruin the grain. It does ruin the surrounding area. It creates an isser hana, a prohibition of benefit. That is Mishnah Gimel. Now, Mishnah Dalet. Hamasakech eskafno agabe tivuaso shel chavero. So imagine you have a vine and you hang it over the grain of your friend, of someone else. That's the case that we just mentioned, right? We saw that you're not allowed to plant anywhere underneath a vine. That's the case of the plumb line, right? You're not allowed to plant. That is kilayim. So imagine you did that. You took your grapevine and it's now hanging over your friend's grain. Says the halacha, hare ze kidesh. It does prohibit, of course it prohibits the grapevine, but it also prohibits all of the grain. The chayev bachrayuso, and you have to pay for all of the damage that your friend incurred because of you. All of the grain that's now damaged that belongs to this other person, that belongs to your friend, you are responsible for that. You have to pay for it because you are the one who ruined it. But Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon disagree. They say, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon omrim, ein adam mekadesh davar she'enu shelo, a very important concept. A person cannot create an isser hana, cannot create a prohibition of benefit on something that doesn't belong to him. Which would say that in this case, if you hung this vine over your friend's grain, the vine would become usser. You would not be allowed to get any benefit from the vine, but because the grain doesn't belong to you, it belongs to your friend, the grain would not become usser. The grain would not become prohibited, because again, you cannot create that prohibition. on things that don't belong to you, which is a fascinating concept. But there's a slight problem, because we know there are plenty of cases which, of course, you can create a prohibition of benefit or prohibition in general when it doesn't belong to you. Imagine your friend is cooking a delicious chalent, right? And you decide to come over and you add some tray food in there. You add some pig. Of course the chalent's usher. It didn't belong to you. Who cares? The chalent, you're not allowed to eat the chalent. No one's allowed to eat the chalent. So what's going on? Why does Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon say that in this case, you're not able to prohibit the tevua of someone else because it's not yours? So the Bartanura suggests that it's actually a very localized halacha. It's an exception to the rule. And the exception is, the pasuk says, lo sizra karmecha kilaim. You're not allowed to plant any mixtures in your vineyard or your field. That means a kilaim will only ever take hold in your own produce. But if it's in someone else's, it will not create an isser of kilaim. That is the Bartanura's approach. Tosfos takes a different approach. Tosfos says something fascinating, and that's that because kilaim has a unique halacha to it, and that is that it is talui b'machshava. What does that mean, talui b'machshava? We've seen this a few times. Kilaim is only prohibited, at least on a deoraisa, on a biblical level, when you intended to create that mixture. If you didn't intend for it, we've seen this a few times, then it's not actually usher from a Torah perspective. And if that's true, Tosfos suggests that perhaps because of that, because it's totally on your machshava, you can't impose that on someone else's field, and therefore their produce can never be prohibited because of your thought. But when it comes to other halachos that are not totally b'machshava, that are not dependent on machshava, but are simply dependent on the outcome, you're simply not allowed to have any meat mixed with treif. It's objectively problematic, and it doesn't matter that it doesn't belong to you. So if you drop that treif in a chalent, of course it becomes usser, but if you hung your grapevine over someone else's field, that is totally b'machshava, and therefore it cannot possibly usser, prohibit your friend's produce. That is Mishnah Dalet. We'll continue with Mishnah Hay tomorrow.